2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. And let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Havro Dede, Eklemon Gustin Pavak, De Bravis, I ask you to provide for us that anointing, that flow of the Spirit, that we may enter into it and be like never before, will be changed. We will become your word. We will become just like you, Holy Ghost. I thank you for letting us stand here and grow. Ha ha. Hong de a prived a twada esplehinion gong groj. And we will grow into you, and we will be like you, and the world will say, where have they come from? And we'll just stand there and say, look at Jesus, that's where we came from. And tende on son to brow kitnihi. Ha ha. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank you and I receive your work accomplished this morning, right now. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this. Entangles what? Entangles himself. We're setting out on a war here. We first began to talk about counting the cost. Right? You still here? Counting the cost. To go to war. Does a king go to war without counting the cost? We're talking about war here. Do people like war? Goodness. We're going to war against what? A king. Principalities and powers. What? The kingdom that exists now, that doesn't want to leave. We're going to take this thing over. How are we going to do it? By our king leading the battle into this thing. And it's a scary proposition, especially if you get out of order and you get out of line. Don't even mess with it. And if you're not going to occupy it once it comes into fruition, then just leave it alone to begin with, because you'll end up getting beat up by it. Go in, stick your hand in a hornet's nest. You better be ready to kill every single one of them. And you think of that, too, when you're coming out there with that raid can. I'm going to spray this thing, and I know which way that nozzle's pointing, not in your eye. No, you're ready. And as soon as you see something moving in there, you're all over it. And you're committed until that whole thing is just gone. That's the way it is. Then you can occupy it. Hang it in your bedroom or whatever you want to do. But if something starts coming at you, what are you doing? You're committed to getting it. You don't just stop halfway, give it one squirt, mess up the hive, and then a beehive of activity. What are you doing? Running for the lake like they do in the cartoons. I don't know why they do that, but there's always one there. Breathe through a straw. You're either gonna do this thing or not. Are you guys here? We're either going to do this or we aren't. We could just sit here and have Patty Cake Church. That's what we should name the church, Patty Cake Church. We're either going to do this or we're not. Are we going to let another generation go by? Well, we're not going to do that. We're going to do it. Brother, what are you talking about? I'm talking about warfare. 2 Timothy 2, 4. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life. Think about it, people. You're in a warfare. Bombs are going off. You've stuck your hand in the beehive. You've really irritated this stuff. Well, now I gotta go do the dishes. Oh, now I gotta go do something else. And I'm not saying you don't do the dishes. Everybody does it. But you don't leave your warfare until it's over. Right? You're in the dugout. I've never been in the dugout, but I can imagine that if you're in the dugout, you're thinking one thing. We got to kill the enemy before they kill us. General Patton. That was his motto. Why? Because if you don't kill them, they're going to kill you. So before we even enter into this warfare, this is part of the cost. We're going to put this thing down. That's why we're talking about homosexuality and stuff. These spirits must die. They must come down and be subject under our feet. And we have the name of Jesus. Is that enough? We have the Holy Ghost. That's enough. Well, no, you need to raise petitions. You need to get things signed. Well, maybe. But the way the real work is done is to put this thing down. Because it would just come back, wouldn't it? If you could pass enough laws and get enough things, it would just come back anyway. Some other form, it'd seep back in. Like trying to keep water out of a leaky boat. What we need to do is fix the boat, and then the water won't leak into it anymore. Hallelujah. No man that wars entangles himself. Entangles himself with the affairs of this life. What affairs? What are we talking about? We're talking about living regularly. Can you get entangled in the things of life? My goodness, it's everywhere. Just walk outside the door or something, try to entangle you. You have to keep single-minded and stay on mission. You're undercover. Sneaking up behind the enemy. Spying out the land. We're going to take it. Hallelujah. We're walking up and down the street praying in tongues. Claiming it. Saying it's mine. God's been speaking to me recently. This is a lot bigger than we think it is. God doesn't want just a little PP army. Did he say PP? He doesn't want that kind of an army. He wants somebody that's going to be strong and stand up. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is Almighty God. He's a mighty warrior, victorious conqueror with a bunch of little wee Christians. There's a mighty conqueror. And then he looks at his army and they're a bunch of wimps. I don't think so. What about God? What's his attitude towards this? It's his kingdom. The domain of his kingdom. What does he say about it? We'll go there and we'll show you. This is not just going to stop at one thing. It's going to consume everything. And that's the type of people that he has to have. With the same mindset. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The same mind. The mind of Christ. All right, flip back. Actually, just go forwards a little bit there to 21, verse 21. 2 Timothy 2:21. You don't? If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Purge himself from what? From these. Purge himself. God's not going to make you do it. He's not going to make you set aside your 5 hours of daytime drama. You know, the life we live. And general something. You have to do it. You lay it aside. You make the decision to be the warrior. What's it going to be? You're going to be the warrior, or you're going to be the patty cake church? If a man therefore purge himself, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for what? The master's use, and prepared for every good work. Anybody that goes into the military for training camp, do they just keep their part-time day job too? Brother, you're getting on my toes. Yet you don't. Why? Because they're training you to be one thing, a weapon. And are you a weapon when you go home at night? This is what I'm trying to bring you at today. Okay? Yes, we do our jobs. I understand. But at your job, do you just become some other thing? Or are you still a fine-tuned weapon? And at any given minute, your hand's on somebody's head. Praying tongues over them. You must, and listen to me, you must carry this attitude, this warfare with you night and day everywhere you go. It becomes part of you. It is who you are. If you don't, then you can be shot at any given moment. And you'll have a rug yanked out from under you. You must obtain and then occupy the victories that you have. And it's not over, people. It's not over just because you got a victory. Just because you got a healing. This is why a lot of people lose their healing, because they don't know how to occupy it once they got it. They got it from your faith, believing God for them, and now they don't know how to occupy it. Well, we're teaching people how to occupy it. The words of their mouth and their faith, and they can stay healed. It's the same thing with every bit of the kingdom that we take by the glory of God and the word of God. We take it and we occupy it. When? Well, until Thursday. No, until he comes. Having done all, stand. Purge himself from the affairs of life. You got to purge yourself. There, I know there's stuff in every single one of our lives that we're doing just because we like to do it and we need to stop it. Purge it. Doesn't have to go all at once. I would tell you to, but just get rid of some of it, all right? And start cutting it off. Start cleaning it up so that you can be the mighty warrior that God's called you to be. Shaka Bahaya. That's an old Pentecostal tongue word. You guys ready for this? We're not going to be just a bunch of wimpy Christians. We're going to walk in this and we're going to take it. And we're going to take some more and then we're going to take it more. That sounds just selfish. Yeah, selfish for the glory of God. It's his kingdom. It's his domain. And every time we take a new step into another territory, we're taking it. We're taking back what the devil stole in the beginning. God's been waiting for someone like you to rise up and begin taking these things back and then occupy it until he comes. If you don't have this attitude, you will lose it. You will drop it. You'll be entangled in something and you'll forget about it. And then another year will go by. And then another year will go by. We're going to pay the price to occupy those things. We know that God has spoken to us in the word. It is the kingdom. And we will have more of the kingdom, and we will grab onto it, we will obtain it, and we will occupy it and keep it clean from all demons and all kinds of other stuff that is not in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Are you serious, brother? I'm so serious. Hallelujah. Should have worn my military uniform this morning. This is warfare, and it's been warfare, but the church just likes to sleep through it and imagine it's not happening. The devil's pounding down their doors, trying to keep things from them. They don't even know. They've been in prison for so long, they have no idea. Prisoners of war. The devil's just got them all chained up and captive. The war's been raging all along for thousands of years, and God's finding an army that's going to rise up and take back what the devil stole. And then occupy it until he comes. It? Yeah, everything. You come in, it becomes yours. You take it and you occupy it. And is he limiting you?
We'll free the POWs too.
Set them all free. Get them on our team. Hallelujah. When a nation goes into another nation, they should take it over. This is the way it was when countries took over country. When God told Israel to go take out these other people, what did they do? They took over them. They took their house. They took their vineyards. They took everything. They took it back for the rightful owner, which is God. Right? Well, this is where we're at, and it's not very politically correct, but this is what's happening. We are taking over this kingdom, and anything that doesn't belong in the kingdom is going to be put down or out or something. Hallelujah. Jesus said that. He said, they go and send them out into the dry places. Where did he send them? Into the dry. He didn't send them over to Cuba. He sent them into the dry place. Well, it's pretty dry there, though. Maybe that's a good place to send them. I don't know. It's the way the kingdom of God. Are you getting any of this? This is the way the kingdom of God works. You are to take new territory. Take stuff. Take it like an army. We take it. We go in. We take our tools, our armor. We're wearing all the right stuff. We beat up that thing until it comes into a submission to us. And then we stand on its head and occupy the space on its head. Until Wednesday. No, until Jesus comes. That's it. That's the kind of attitude we have to have. It is full. It is full force. It never ends. We win or we don't play. What problem is we have churches and people that are playing until they don't win. Well, that's a good way to lose. I tried tithing once, and it didn't work. Yeah, well, you didn't do it the right way, and you didn't stand until it won. You just keep doing it because God said to do it, and then you believe Him for the fruit of it. And everybody knows that when you do it, you start seeing it. God's faithful to His word. Even kids, you get a nickel, give Him a half a penny. I should have picked another increment, shouldn't I? Yeah. If you get a dime, give Him a penny. Glory be to God. Why? Start when you're young. You'll see the miracles of God start showing up. My daughter makes $80 a week now walking dogs, and she doesn't advertise or do anything, but she's a tither. Amen. They just keep showing up. Hello, would you walk my dog, please? They just keep coming out of the woodwork. And she's like, I tell you what. Why don't you walk your dog and pay me for it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. And people are like, okay. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6. You guys all right with this? I'm hoping that what happens is something solid is going to drop down on the inside of your gut that says you are going to do this. You've created for it. This is what you're created for. This is your time. This is your day. We're the ones. I have the hair stand up on the back of my neck right now. We are the ones called to do this. We can take this thing. We can occupy this kingdom and take it. It's ours. How many of you other people just walking around in the wilderness? Walking around. Haven't I seen that mountain before? Yeah, last year we walked the same. We're going in a circle, Moses. For 40 years until people die, and it happens all the time. Christians, they die in the wilderness, never entering and never taking what's rightfully theirs and occupying it. Well, we're going to do it. And we're going to take it all. Hallelujah. Why? Because that's the only way that Jesus said to do it. He didn't say, take a sum. He said, take it all. All of it. And that's the kind of attitude you need. I'm going to take it all, and then I'm going to occupy it all. All? Yeah, all. To whom much is given, much is required. And He said, be faithful over the little, and He'll make you ruler over what? A little more. No, all. Do you believe in God for your company yet? Working for somebody else. It's coming to you. You know, some people are scared to think this way. But if God's got you somewhere, it might be because He's designing you to take it over and bring it into the kingdom. Just promise God that you're going to tithe off the increase of it, all of it. And be like, yeah, that's my kind of man, covenant man. Covenant woman. Everything comes in. And guess what? He's going to give you more. It'd be easier to run 4 or 5 businesses all at once than it was that one. And you don't even understand how it happened. Well, it's the glory of God on you. Hallelujah. That was for somebody. Take it for all it's worth. Hallelujah. Take it. Jesus is Lord. Did I tell you where to turn? Ephesians 6:12. Ephesians 6:12. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is our enemy. This is what we're wrestling against. Who does? God does. The Lord God Himself. He wrestles. He's a wrestler. No, we do. What if we don't wrestle? They win. You show up in the mat and you just roll over and let them put your shoulders down on the mat. Well, that wasn't even any fun. At least give them a good wrestle. We wrestle not against who? We. We wrestle these things. Now we can wrestle them down. You getting this? What if there's some principality? What are we wrestling against? Principalities, powers, rules, darkness of the world, spirit wickedness, and spiritual wickedness. Is homosexuality a spiritual wickedness? Yes, it is. What about the it's okay to have abortions? Is that spiritual wickedness? Yes, it is. What about pornography? Oh, that sneaks in everywhere. Goodness gracious, try to turn on your computer or something. Just download your email. And well, man, it came out in my email. I didn't order this. Come out! Right? You've got to actively be against these things. Otherwise, it'll just take you over. Oh, a little bitty look. I won't bother you. Little look here, little look there. Pretty soon, it's okay. God loves you anyway. Whose side are you on? You're getting entangled in the affairs of life. It entangles you. You're not going to get entangled with, you know, let's say there's a big sticky, prickly wall. That's pretty obvious. You're not going to go with, you know, razor blades all over it or something, razor wire. What are you going to do with that? You're going to go around it. But you get some. We had this tambourine with Sharon. Remember that tambourine with the things that she had these trails off of it? You know, and it had little pretty ribbons. But this ribbon was made out of this super, super fine thread that you couldn't even see. It felt like a cobweb. And all you had to do, one of the little things would fray and you'd pull on it and you'd see that thing disappearing. Just like one of those cartoons when they pull on a cat's hair. And pretty soon the cat's bald and he's going up getting balder. But this stuff would be like, you know, because you could feel it on your face. You're like, what? You're like, what is this up here? Is this, what, is it a cobweb? And then I found it, and it was really strong, very strong. And I started following it. And, man, I had it all wrapped around my legs. I'm like, what is this stuff? Where's it coming from? And I took it right back to that tambourine and the ribbon on it. But it had gone all the way, followed me around the house. I was pulling it the whole time. And then I was entangled in it. I didn't even see it until I was entangled in it. And that's the way it is. The devil's not going to throw something at you that you know you're not going to get entangled with. Call girl coming up to your house. I saw the red light on your porch. Let me in. Got a credit card? A credit card machine. You'd be like, whoa. The wife's home. First of all. But just a thought. How's he come in with a thought? He starts to entangle you with his stuff. The thought. Oh, it's a thought. If you don't stop it at the thought and put your foot on that thing and grind it out, you're getting entangled. And you're cutting yourself off from being the warrior that you're called to be. Because if he can get you all tangled up, what good are you trying to fight a war all tangled up in stuff? You can't. You can't even get your knife out of your pocket. It's all tangled up in there. My goodness, sound like a preacher up here. Jesus is Lord. We war against these things. We do. God doesn't. We do. We're the warriors. We wrestle these things and we win against. You can win against it every time. But you got to know how to wrestle it and you get better at it pretty soon. That's one way to get better at it. Don't get entangled in it in the first place. Put it down. Like I've said before, some of these guys that know how to wrestle, I had a cousin who was big into wrestling, and he would go and he'd take the classes, you know, and learn all the moves and stuff. Man, he put the hurt on you quick, and he wasn't any bigger than me. And he had all these trophies and stuff, you know, the wrestling matches he would win. I think he was just practicing on me. Because in 2 seconds, he had like an elbow in my eye, and, you know, my back leg was twisted up over my head, and I'm thinking, what are you doing to me? Uncle. So my uncle would come in from the other. No. That's why you call uncle, because your cousin's beating up on you. Hallelujah. But you know the moves, don't you? You start to learn what works. Ooh-ha. And what are you going to do? You can do that again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then next time it comes up, you're like, bring it on. I'm ready for this one. Keep my confession straight, declare the word of God over it, and then shut up. Yeah. Pray in tongues. Hallelujah. And you learn how to fight these things and win. Luke 14:31. Or what king going to make war against another king sits down, not down at first, and consults whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000. First of all, he's consulting something that would look impossible, right? Sitting there trying to figure out, how can I win this thing when I've got less people and I got to take over them? They got more people. I like that kind of guy. Hallelujah. We just got this small band of rogue warriors. Sometimes I'd rather be that way. Do we do that with the English? They kept sending their, you know, red-coated soldiers down the road. How do we beat them with our tenacity? We threw cans at them and stuff from behind bushes. Pitchforks. What kind of wound is that? It's a pitchfork wound. Deadly. You learned that, you know, they were expecting something else. Well, line up in a row like you're supposed to and we'll shoot each other. No, this is warfare, dude. We're going to do whatever it takes to make sure you get out of our nation and go back home. Are we going to do whatever it takes? Specifically in this area around here, but to get this junk out of our nation. I don't know, brother. I don't know if we can do it. See, you got to get rid of that attitude. We're going to occupy till he comes. We're going to take it over. We're going to put it down. We're going to occupy till he comes. That's it. Well, you're one-minded. Yeah, absolutely. This is the mind of Christ. Let it be in you. Luke 14:31. What king going to make war against another king sits not down first? Do you think Jesus is just saying this, or do you think he did it? Did he do this? Is he just going to tell you to do it? You know, do as I say, not as I do. No, he did this. He took account that he could win this war. He's the king of the kingdom, and he's going to war against another kingdom. He must have sat down first. I know he did. He sat up in the heavens that we could do this thing. But we're going to do it this way. Hallelujah. We're going to hide behind rocks, and when they march down the road, their red coats, we're going to throw cans at them, pitchforks, do whatever it takes. Hallelujah. You guys still here? Yeah. Jesus made war on the devil. Glory be to God. Luke 11:20. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the what is come upon you. What did he do when he said, if I cast out devils? If I cast out devils with the finger of God, something came on you. The kingdom of God. What did he do to make the kingdom of God come? Cast out the devil. By the finger of God. By the Holy Spirit. Another one of these verses says the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, he got rid of the devil. Amen. And he said, that was a manifestation of the kingdom of God coming on you. Are you still here? This is the way it works. We're going to kick the devil out so that the kingdom of God can be in manifestation. And then we will occupy that by keeping the devil out until Jesus comes. Well, brother, the devil's in my finances, I know. What are you going to have to do? You're going to kick him out by the power of God, the finger of God, the Spirit of God. And then what are you going to do? Let him come back in? Because you decided to go take a nap? No, you're going to keep him out. Get him out? Keep him out. Everybody say, get him out? Keep him out. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God's... Is he the only one that could cast out devils? You ever cast one out? Do it sometime. It's kind of fun. Do you know how many times I've had that same stupid spirit come back into my bedroom begging me to let him back in? Like, get out of here. I'm trying to sleep. Like Lester Summerall. No Lester Summerall. He was over in some continent. I don't know where it was. Something like India or something. He's sitting there in his bed. He's sitting there in the bed. All of a sudden, his bed starts shaking because he's got these voodoo people out there, you know, trying to hex him. Stabbing those little whatever, you know. They made little images of Lester Summerall. Stab it. Trying to get the devil to go over and just torture him or something. Well, his bed starts to shake. Starts to shake, and pretty soon slides it over to the other side of the room. And he wakes up because his bed was shaking. You know what he did? He woke up and he goes, put it back! Yeah. Bed goes whoosh, right back. Out of a sound sleep. That shows you the tenacity that he has. Put it back. Hallelujah. Did Jesus whimper and waver when the demon said, well, I don't want to go out. Where am I going to go? He said, get out of here. Go. Go into the pigs. You like pigs? Go into the pigs. And one of the pigs, freaked out, went crazy and drowned themselves. I'm a crazy pigs. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Where did I tell you to read? Luke 11:20. Thank you. You guys are all over this. Jesus is Lord. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt. No doubt. Is there any doubt? No doubt the kingdom has come unto you. It's come upon you, came unto you. Look what he says. When a strong man, he goes to describe what just happened. When a strong man keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he takes from him all of his armor wherein he trusted and divides the spoils. He that is not with me is against me. He that gathers not with me scatters. That's what I've been saying. We're going to gather or scatter. Right? We may scatter a bunch of people. But we're going to gather. We're going to take over. We're going to get the spoils. What's the spoils? All of it. The kingdom. The devil's just been in his little kingdom of playground for years. Well, no, we're taking it back. We're taking it back, and we're going to take the spoils that come with it. And we're going to occupy it till Jesus comes. Does this make sense? There's a lot of Christians that don't believe. There's millions of Christians out there that don't believe this. I don't know what Bible they're reading. Can't be the same one. But this is our job. This is what we're to do. Get it down in your belly. You know, they say like a fire in the belly. Let me at them. Let me at some. That's the way Caleb was. Let me at them. Let's go, Joshua and Caleb. We surely can take these guys. And give me the mountain where the Anakim are. That's what he asked for. That was the mountain he asked for. It was where the Anakim, the giants were on that mountain. The warrior giants. He says, they're the ones I want. And he was old at the time. Glory be to God. Therefore, age has nothing to do with it, does it? It has everything to do with your tenacity. You want this thing or not? We got to want it. You got to hunger for it. You got to have it. I've got to have it. What do you got to have? You've got to have the victory. You've got to have this kingdom manifest on the earth. And that means you're going to have to drive out the devil. Drive him out of it. And don't tolerate it. Don't even listen to it. Tries to sneak in and tangle you into something. No. You've been down that road before. I've been down that road. Just tangle, 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 tangle. Takes time to get out of a tangle. If you can get out of a tangle. You don't have time for tangles. Everybody say, no time for tangles.
No time.
See, that's good, right? Yeah. That felt good saying that. Hallelujah. He says, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him, a stronger than he, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that's in you than anything that comes against you. You can take it. You're the bully. You're the big bully taking the lunch boxes from, you know, people anymore. Doesn't belong to them anyway. Who's belong to you? That's the way you should look at things. Brother, that just doesn't sound Christian. It is so Christian. This is the kingdom. The kingdom is time to be manifest, and it's going to manifest through you. This gospel of the what? The kingdom will be preached for a witness. What's the witness? The manifestation of it. That's the witness. No doubt. No doubt the kingdom's come here. No doubt. To Maine? Oh, yeah. And it's not going to end here either. It'll go as far as this metropolitan takes us. Hallelujah. We will reach out and we will take everything we can take. And then we'll occupy everything we can occupy. What happened to this man when the guy got the devil cast out of him? The dominion of the king came and resided over that person. The dominion of the new kingdom. Healing, when it comes on somebody, that's the dominion of God's kingdom on them. Healing. What got cast out? The sickness. It's a witness of the kingdom. You're healed when everybody else is sick. Witness of the kingdom. You're prospering when everybody else is going down. Witness of the kingdom. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt the kingdom of God has come. There should be no doubt. So stop doubting. Luke 19, verse 13. And he called 10 servants and delivered to them 10 pounds. And he said unto them, what? Occupy till I come. Occupy till he comes. What does occupy mean? It means to stay there and retain the position that he gave you. And he also expected that they would buy and sell and increase. Occupy. He's the king. He's expecting you to expand his kingdom. Not come back and get his money with interest. He could have done that anyway. But he's expecting you to take what he's given you, take more, and occupy it. For what? For yourself? No, for the kingdom. Well, you're just being selfish. You want to take over everything. Brother, it sounds like you want to take over the world. Well, welcome to my church. Finally. Finally, I got it across to you. We're going to take over the world. The world? The world! Hallelujah. What kingdom do we serve here? What king do we serve? He's the Lord God of heaven and earth. But I just want to have, you know, a treehouse. Fine, that too. But you better get some fire down in your belly, because we're not just stopping with the treehouse. Stopping everything around the treehouse. Creation is waiting for you. All of creation is waiting for you to be manifest as the Son of God. It's going to come the same way through the kingdom, by putting the devil under your feet everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Brother, I never heard anything like that before. Exodus 23. Yes, you have. This is the way the Bible talks all the time. Stop doing the ostrich thing, burying your head in the sand. Hallelujah. Get out and enjoy some of the warfare. Feels good after a while. You mean like beating somebody up? Yeah. Hallelujah. Not in the natural. In the spirit. It feels good to win. Not wine. To win. It feels good to win. Have you ever had a victory?
Yeah.
You get a taste for victory in your mouth?
Yeah.
What's that taste like? Victory, brother. Tasting it, smelling it. Hallelujah. You get there once, you know how to get there again. You know how to get there again. Pretty soon the victories get even bigger and better and more glorious. Pretty soon you own the whole thing. And then you occupy it. You occupy it the same way you got the victory. Glory be to God forever. Exodus 23, 28. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite and the Canaanite and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. You see that? Why does God do it this way? Why is he giving you a little by little? So that you can occupy it as you go. Back then, I mean, they had wild beasts. They had cats and cougars and bears and stuff would come in and just eat you and your kids. That's not good, right? Oh, but that would end up on the news. But you go in and you occupy the portion that you got. He says he's going to drive them out from before you, but your job doesn't end there. Your job just began. Now you occupy that. When God gives you a business, brand new business here, there's your business. You were believing for it, wham. New stream of income, another $100,000 a year. Another $100,000 a year. But now you got to occupy it. $100,000. Yeah, occupy it. Guess what God's going to do? He's going to start working on giving you some more. Some more. Occupy that. And some more. Occupy that. Little by little. Increase by increase until you what? Inherit the little area around. No, until you inherit the land. God's not holding back on you. He's giving you everything you can handle. And then some. The land. Julia, the land. All of it. Did he qualify this? You can only have a little bit. No. He's saying you get all of it. Much as you would take. Judges 11:24. You getting anything out of this? Just a cautionary tone here. You know, you get something from God. Take care of it. Guard it. Keep it. It's yours. The secret things belong to God, but the things that he's revealed belong to us and our children. Us and your children. That means you and your kids. Forever. It belongs to you, but it can be taken away from you if you don't occupy it. So this is part of the cost I'm trying to get across to you today. Everything that God gives you, you still have to occupy it. You have to move into those houses, into those rooms, and occupy them. God's not limiting the size of your house, but if you have two pools, you better be inviting some people over to occupy them. Otherwise, what's the point then? Some squatters may move into it. You're like, what are you doing in here? Well, nobody was using that. And the squatter would be the devil, and he'll try to sneak into your spiritual house and move all of his garbage in there. And then you have to kick him out, and that's no fun, is it? It's a lot easier to not get them in there in the first place than to have to clean out the garbage and kick them out when they don't want to leave. That's the way the devil is. He doesn't want to leave.
I have a right to be here.
No, you don't. See you later. Get rid of that right to be there. Judges 11:24. So, whomsoever the Lord our God shall drive out from before us, them will we possess. The second half of the verse I wanted you to see. So, whomsoever the Lord our God shall drive out from before us, them shall we possess. Did you get that? It's the same thing. Whoever God's driving out from before you, remember the finger of God driving out, then the kingdom of God is established, then you must possess that. And you must keep the devil out of it. When you're healed, stay healed. Stay healed by the words of your mouth. Keep your confession straight and keep the devil out. Keep sin out. Live the life. Live it every day. Well, except on Thursdays when my favorite show comes on. No, every day. This is you. You don't entangle yourself in the affairs of life. You're a warrior now. A warrior. Everybody say, I'm a warrior.
I'm a warrior.
And I take kingdom back from the devil. And I occupy it until Jesus comes. That's the plan. Hallelujah. So anything that the devil had and anything on the earth, that's what we're taking. Brother, sounds like you're forming some kind of radical militia. I'm not the one doing it. I'm just giving you the scriptures over it. A lot of Christians are going hiding in the caves. We're not hiding in the caves. We're taking over. Everybody say, we're taking over.
We're taking over.
We're taking over for the glory of God. It's his kingdom. Taking over. Beware. Watch out, people. If you're out there and you're just kind of casually living in the world, watch out. We're taking over. I'm serious about it. Glory be to God. How are you going to do that? In the spirit. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We're wrestling against the people that they're being ruled by. The spirits that are ruling these people. But that's where we win. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. So if it's in the world, he that's in you is greater than that. And his kingdom's there. And it becomes yours. Take it. Take it. Take it. Occupy it, occupy it, occupy it. For how long?
Till
he comes. What if you die before he comes? Well, you occupied. Somebody else's turn, leave it to your kids. Let them occupy. Train them up in the way they'll go. They won't. They won't go in any other way, and then they can occupy it. Glory be to God. Did you get that? Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Matthew 24:14. You're starting to sense something rise up in the middle. You gotta grab onto this. I hate to say a warrior spirit because some people get weird with that. We've seen them.
Yeah, the warrior spirit!
No! It's something a little more deep, a little more solid, you know, because you don't want to just spend it all at once. So this is not a sprint race. I could run really fast from here to the wall. But then I'm going to start slowing down. Why? Because we got to get ready for this as we're tanking up for the long run, right? That 50-mile bike ride. Every day. For the rest of your life. How far can you go with that? Well, multiple, do the math. You're going to be a lean, mean fight machine by the end of that. Matthew 24 and verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom of what? Of the kingdom. What is a kingdom? It's the domain of the king. Is your life under the domain of the king? Then you got some of the good news. Gospel means good news. The good news of the dominance or the domain of the king shall be preached where? In all the world for a what? For a witness. And then shall the end come. How's the end going to come, brother? When this gospel of the domain of the king, the good news of the domain of the king, is manifest as a witness in all the world, then shall the end come. Sounds like you're taking over the world, brother. That's like megalomania or something. Hey, we're talking about God. He created the place. He said, this is the way it's going to be. When's the end going to come? Now it will come, you know, like I said, when we're all in a cave and we're scared and right at the last minute when we drawing our very last breath, he will come and rescue us from our misery and our stench. From our cave. Would you marry that? I wouldn't. Bride like that? Yee. No. This gospel of the kingdom, the domain, the good news of the domain of the kingdom will be preached for what? A witness. They will see it. No doubt. No doubt the kingdom of God's come. No doubt. There's no doubt. It's a witness. It's no doubt. The kingdom of God has come. In where? All the world. No doubt the kingdom is manifested in all the world as a witness. No doubt. Then shall the end come. Sounds like we got some work to do. I don't know where the devils are going to go. Where are they going to go? They're going to seek rest and find none. You're going to be really tired. We're going to chase them off of this continent, and we're going to chase them off of another continent. And if they go to another one, we'll go over there too. All the world is going to be a witness of the good news of the domain of the King, the Lord Jesus Christ. It'll be a witness in all the world. And then, not until then, but then shall the end come. I got this stuff out of this book. Actually, I got it out of the Holy Ghost yesterday, praying in tongues too. I didn't know what I was going to preach on today. All day long. But I knew something, so I prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues, and then with me, and this is the way it goes with me, I don't know, about you. And then within 2 minutes, just the way it comes, 2 minutes I know exactly what I'm supposed to talk about. You know, I can sit there and struggle and strive and try to figure something out, come up with some kind of a message for the people. But I just get in the spirit and let God give me his message. I was getting worried too. It's getting around 10 o'clock at night and I'm thinking, well. And all of a sudden, wham, hallelujah, thank you. Glory be to God. This is the way it is. This is the way God's going to deliver things into you too. You pay the price to get him the legitimate way in the spirit, pray in tongues and read his word and be faithful in those things. And all of a sudden, wham. You got an idea, it just came out of nowhere, seemingly. No, it came out of the Spirit. It came out of what? The kingdom of God that's within you. And it'll manifest around you for a witness to all the world. And then shall the end come. Hallelujah. You there? Acts 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you, and you shall be a witness. A witness of what? Of the kingdom. Remember? Look at this. He says, you're going to be a witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Look at the sequence of events here. Where is this witness first going to take place? In you and in your family and in your neighborhood. You're going to be a witness of the kingdom. The kingdom is going to be made manifest where? Right around you, in you, on you, around you, in your family, number one. And then around your property. And then your work zone. Your zone of influence. And then he's going to do what? He's going to send it out a little farther. Your zone of influence just kind of spreads out a little bit more. He may send you to the next town. That zone spreads out a little farther. What? The good news and manifestation of the domain of the king being in manifestation, no doubt. No doubt. Kingdom's in manifestation on that guy. Look at his life. Look at his family. Look at his car. Look at his house. Look at everything he does and has and says. It's the kingdom of God, no doubt, in manifestation. And then God spreads you out a little more. First in Jerusalem, then in Judea. Jerusalem was the city. Judea was the area. And then Samaria was even farther. And then the uttermost parts of the earth. God is not limiting you. So stop limiting yourself. You're taking over, people. You got to see yourself taking over. I'm taking over. My block belongs to me. Whole complex you live in belongs to me. Thank you. Taking it. Taking it over. I'm taking over, taking over, taking over, taking over. And we're going to occupy it until Jesus comes. God will keep going before you and giving you new stuff. And you can occupy it until Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 4 and verse 17. When you think you can't take any more, just take a little bit more. Just harden yourself to difficulties. Harden yourself to things. That's what a good soldier does. That's what people are learning how to do. Right? You're exercising? Do one more push-up. I've been doing one every day. Well, you're going to double it now. Do one more. Right? It's a 100-fold increase, brother. Do a little more. You've been giving a tithe. Give tithe plus 1%. Give a little more. Feel the pain. Do it. Push this thing. You think God's not going to see it? Oh, he sees it. You're taking stuff. Taking it. Taking the kingdom. Hallelujah. The violent take the kingdom by force. From the old prophets until John the Baptist. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but now they take it by force. We're going to take the kingdom. What? The domain of the king. We got to take it, and you got to be forceful about it. You got to make up your mind. You're going to take it and occupy it until the end comes. That's the force. And let the force be with you. We got the best lightsaber around. Glory be to God. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. You should see yourself in the spirit. No wonder the devil's scared of you. That's why he sneaks up behind you and tries to tie up with little strings. Sneaks up when you're sitting down, tie your shoelaces together. He's freaked out by you and your armor. You look just like God.
Hallelujah.
Daniel chapter 4 and verse 17. For this matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man and gives it to whomsoever he will. What is the intent? Is that the people know that the Most High rules. Who's the ruler? He's the king. He's going to rule in the kingdom of men. And they thought they were so smart. Man, it's how I rule. It's my business. It's what I do. We're taking over. And this kingdom is going to rule in their, what they thought was their kingdom. Got to start shaking this thing up. Daniel 4:25, go down a few. That they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of the heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee till thou know till thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he wills. He's going to do this until no doubt. No doubt the kingdom of heaven has come unto you. It's going to be no doubt. A witness. Preaching for a witness. There's no doubt. I've got a lot of doubters out there. What do they call them? Agnostics. I just don't know. I don't know if there's a God or not. Well, you're not going to have any doubt when we're done with you. Yes. Hallelujah. No doubt. Verse 32. Down a little farther. And while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice. Wait, 32, sorry. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be of the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. Seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will. Do you think Nebuchadnezzar knew? Took him 7 times. 7 years passed over him until he knew it, but he knew it by the end of this. And when we're done, people are going to know it, that the Most High rules. Is he ruling right now? Not everywhere. Thank you. How is he going to rule in people? How is he going to rule on this earth? Who's the body of Christ today? That's right, you are. And so if God's going to rule on this earth, he's going to use you. How are they going to know that the Most High is ruling? Because of you, and you're walking in the domain of the King. Hallelujah, and there's no doubt. No doubt. Daniel 7, verse 18. But the saints of the Most High God shall do what? Take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever and ever. And don't you love that? If there was any doubt, he said, there shall be no doubt. And I'll just say ever and ever and ever several more times. Brother, where do you get the stuff? Right here. Right this black book. I'm going to read that again. But the saints of the Most High. Who? The saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom. They're going to take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. And ever. And ever. And ever. When does this end? It doesn't end. We're going to take it and we're going to possess it forever and ever and ever. Get used to it. And we're going to judge the angels. What have we been doing? This is what we need to do. This is how the end's going to come. And if we don't do it, it can't come because Jesus said so. He said this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached for a witness and then shall the end come. The witness has to be there. There has to be no doubt that the Lord Most High rules in the kingdom of men. Rules in the kingdom of men. With no doubt. And then shall the end come. Verse 27. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High God, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. That's the kind of thing you need in your belly if we're going to pull this thing off. We have to say we're going into this. We're going to take it. We're going to occupy it, and we're going to keep it occupied until he comes. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can take it. Let me have that mountain with the Anakim on it. I want the biggest, ugliest ones because they'll look best as a rack up on my wall. Don't limit yourself. Take the biggest thing you can get your head around. And then once you get that one, God will give you a bigger one. Pretty soon you'll have these racks of all the enemies sitting around on your wall. Be a good graphic. What do you got those demon heads all over your wall for? Those are my conquests. I hunt them like you hunt antelope or something. Man, they're ugly. Yeah, I know. Hallelujah, but we win. We're taking them. We're taking them all, and we're going to occupy it until he comes. When? When do we get a break? Never. You signed up for this warfare thing. You didn't know it or not. That's why I hate it when people were seeker friendly. They're lying to them. Oh, it's easy. Just come give your life to Jesus. Yeah, right. Did they know they signed up on it? They tell you, don't they? No, maybe they don't in the military. You sign up, they don't tell you all you're going to go through. They're like, oh, well, you're going to get these benefits. You might have a nice college education fund by the time you get out. And then you get down there, they shave your head, they strip you, they spray you with something. They start poking things in your arms, and then they yell at you for 4 months. And then if you do something to yourself, they throw you in jail because you were destroying public property, don't they? Or the property of the government. You become property of the government. You're property of the Lord Jesus Christ. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost who is in you, and you are not your own, but you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. How does he get glory? By manifestation of the kingdom of God on this earth. Glorifies him. You taking the devil's stuff and putting it under your feet and occupying it. Glorifies God. That's your job. Welcome to the army. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. And we're going to win. Glory be to God. Father, right now in Jesus' name, we commit to taking it all. I know, Father, that that's a big thing, but we're going to take everything around us, and you're going to give us more, and every single thing that we take, we commit right now to occupy it until you come. And together we will take everything that you've put in our zone of influence, and we will spread out and we will occupy it. And then you will give us more, and we'll spread out and we'll occupy some more. And pretty soon, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached and for a witness unto all the earth. And then the end will come, and you will be pleased. Flato breba digigubota gamara damandes. We believe we receive it, Father. Right now, I pray for these people. I ask you to seal those things in their spirit. Never let them be the same. Keep them up at night if you have to. Let them keep going. Keep going, keep going, and never draw back. Not put your hand to the plow and draw back, but continue to go on because God has a plan for your life. And it is great, says the Lord. It is great. It is so much beyond what you've ever thought. And if you push in, you will see it. And I will be pleased. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
When shall we know? Follow on to know the Lord, then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you, free of charge, by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.